you've never raised wheat, you might not know.
Bushel?
You might have heard it. Then the things are then piled up into a bigger thing. Any name for that?
No.
Okay. You might say we raised 40 what of wheat to an acre? You just said it.
Bushel.
And if it was 40?
Bushels.
Okay. Do you know what you do to oats to separate the grain from the rest of it? You maybe have some sort of an instrument to do it with?
A scythe. I've seen them use. Sickle.
But what do you call what you're doing?
Thresh.
All right.
I also have said thresh.
Okay. Which would you usually say?
Probably thresh.
All right. You would say the oats, using it in the past.
Threshed.
Well, what you did to the oats. The oats...
were?
Was that
threshed.
That's what you would say?
Yeah.
Okay. You and another man have got to do a job. You say to him, blank and blank have to do it. Using pronouns.
You and I.
Mm-hmm. And if you're saying that the job's not for just you or just me, it's for...
us. Both.
Okay. Some friends are coming over. Well, a friend and you are coming over. You say blank and blank are coming over. Pronouns.
He and I.
Mm-hmm. You knock on the door and somebody says, who's there? You know that they'll recognize your voice, so you don't use your name. You just say it's...
me.
All right. And if it's a man, it's...
you mean if a man is standing behind
you? Say it's only...
him.
And if it's a woman, it's...
her.
And if it's two people, it's...
them.
Okay. Comparing how tall you are, you say, I'm not as tall as...
he is.
Or you might say, he's not as tall as...
I am.
Okay. Or he can do it better than...
I can.
Mm-hmm. If a man's been running for 2 miles, but then he's completely out of breath and has to stop, you'd say 2 miles is...
enough.
Two miles is the something he could go...
furthest.
Okay. If something belongs to me, you say it's...
mine.
Mm-hmm. Belongs to you, it's...
yours.
If it belongs to two people, to both of us, it's...
ours.
To them, it's...
theirs.
To him, it's...
his.
And to her, it's...
hers.
Okay. People have been visiting you, they're about to leave, and you hope that they'll return, so you might say to them...
come again.
Okay. Might you... what form of address, if you were speaking to a group of people, what might you say? Blank, come again.
Please.
Referring to the group of people.
They'll.
You're talking to them.
You'll.
You're saying you hope that they will. Okay, we'll do this directly. Do you ever use you all or y'all?
Yes, y'all all the time.
Okay. Would you ever use it for one person?
No.
Okay. If their car was parked out on the street and you looked out the window, you might say somebody's about to run into...
him?
It's the car they're about to run into. The car that belongs to these people that you've just been addressing as y'all. Somebody's about to run into...
y'all's car.
Would you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. There has been a party and a group of people have been there and you don't know who has been at the party and you want to know the names of all the people at the party, so you might ask, was there?
Who?
Would you ever say who all?
No.
Okay. Suppose there were a group of children who obviously belonged to more than one family and you wanted to know the names of the parents of them, you might say, blank children are they?
Whose?
Who all's ever? No? Okay.
No.
If you're asking about, you want to know what President Laney said at his inauguration yesterday morning, you might say, blank did he say?
What all?
You would say what
yeah.
all. Okay. If no one else will look out for them, they've got to look out for...
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for him, he'd better do it...
himself.
What do you call the stuff that's made of flour and baked in a loaf?